Uganda has no desire to keep our troops on South Sudan so longer than necessary. Really, it is in that context that Uganda has proposed and the agreement of South Sudan government on the deployment of what you call the African capacity for immediate response to crisis. That is the ASIRI that was agreed at the AU. So, you know, it is not that Uganda has just made that decision that was agreed at the AU as well as the IGAD.
Complaints against the Ugandan army, that the Ugandan army has basically become a mercenary army where South Sudan government is paying for their presence there to fight the other armed groups in the country, and basically they are a mercenary. What do you say to that?
No, Uganda is not a mercenary force, not at all. Uganda went into Sudan in the moment that the security situation in the country was deteriorating. In fact, by the time Uganda was going in, there was a need to prevent a potentially genocidal situation which was arising out of the crisis. Secondly, Uganda was to assist the government of South Sudan open humanitarian corridors to allow passage for food and other relief supplies. And most importantly, also, Uganda had to move in to evacuate thousands of Ugandans and other foreign nationals. And these foreign nationals included the Americans, Chinese, and so forth. You know, so it is not true that Uganda is a mercenary force in South Sudan.
Sudan said that the presence of the UPDF force in South Sudan, its neighbor, is a security threat to that country, and that Uganda needs to pull out. And even Ethiopia has said there's need for Uganda to pull out of there. What is your government response to all these concerns expressed by these countries about the presence of UPDF forces in South Sudan?
Sudan will say anything it wants, because first and foremost, there is a process, an IGAD peace process that is currently going on. And should there be any concern in as far as Uganda's being in Sudan, IGAD has only reiterated that at one point there will have to be a progressive withdrawal of allied forces in South Sudan. And when IGAD actually say that, it did not only mean Uganda forces. It will be with IGAD as well as AU in that. There will have to be a redeployment or a progressive withdrawal of Uganda at one point, and especially when the ASIRI framework is in place, and that is quite crucial. As long as this rapid force is not in place, Uganda will not leave a security vacuum in South Sudan. And that is an agreement with IGAD. It is an agreement with the AU.
So does that mean that the April proposal for UPDF forces to pull out was an agreement between Kampala and Juba?
First and foremost, we also have to note that South Sudan government, the government of South Sudan, is a legitimately elected government. And therefore, it is within its remit to invite whoever it feels like to back up a security arrangement. Secondly, Uganda is clearly in South Sudan with the support of IGAD, AU, and the international community. That is quite clear. And therefore, Uganda is fully aware of the ASIRI framework that has been agreed by the AU, and there is currently countries that have volunteered to put support into that force, whereby you should be able to move, into Sudan at one point. It is a vision that within 2 months, that force should be ready to go into Sudan, and that will therefore warrant Uganda progressively withdraw its forces or redeploy elsewhere.